Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Monday, March 18th, 2024. Did you do the crossword?
I did.
And did you enjoy the crossword?
For as long as it lasted, yes.
Uh-huh. How long did it last?
Not very long.
Oh.
Well, 7 minutes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty fast.
Fast.
Did you then go back through it to sort of admire the work?
Well, I had to go back through it because I had made a little mistake.
Oh, okay. Well, that's another reason.
But I found it fairly quickly.
Good.
And yeah, it was a fun little solve here for a Monday.
A breezy Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's a good description of it.
And again, we've got it. This was by Trent H. Evans, but now it's edited by Joe Fagliano.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, Will Shortz is recovering.
Yes.
And will be back soon.
Yes.
Uh-huh. But it is sort of a bit jarring after, you know, countless eons for Will Shortz's name to be at the top there.
Yeah, that is. That is a little different.
But
but Joel will do a good job, I am sure.
I know. I'm still thinking back to Friday and Saturday, thinking he jumped the shark right there.
Oh, I don't think so.
But this seemed to be appropriately difficult for a Monday.
Yeah, I think so.
There was a theme.
There was a theme, kind of a subtle one for Monday. The theme involved four clues, and they described various land gathering of people, and they got larger as you went through the puzzle. The first one was 17 across. In Europe, it's known as a twin town, and that was Sister City. And then we moved on to 29 across, hotly contested area in a U.S. election, like Wisconsin, a purple state. We live in a purple state.
We do.
Uh-huh. And then we moved on to 45 across, France, for the 2024 Olympics. And that was host country. And then finally, the last one was 60 across, extraterrestrials home to us. And that was alien world.
Yes.
So various geographical
areas,
gatherings of people. And they got bigger as you went through the puzzle.
City, state, country, and world.
That's right.
I wonder if they tried to work province in there instead of state.
No.
And just couldn't make it happen.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Who is this by again?
The New York Times.
No, but I mean, who's the author?
Trent H. Evans.
Okay, so.
Why do you think Trent H. Evans doesn't know what a province is? I bet he does.
Oh, I'm not doubting that. I was just seeing if he had a more continental name.
Oh.
Maybe he was from Canada or some other place. But
Sir Trent H. Evans IV?
It sounds pretty American.
Well, actually, it's pronounced Trent. Evans. Yes, there you go. Trent, we'd like to apologize for having just butchered your name. It was unintentional. It was in the interest of comedy, though, so sacrifices had to be made.
I suppose.
Let's see. Did you get 1960s activist Hoffman, one across,
right away? Abby. I remember Abby
Hoffman. Abby Hoffman. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, he was in the news a lot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so Abby was a he?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the clarification. Shows you know how well I know Abby. I thought that was a woman's name.
No, well, Abby is a woman's name, but he was a man.
But he was such an activist that, okay.
Usually women spell A-B-B-Y,
I see.
I believe.
And here it's A-B-B-I-E.
Yeah, and I don't know, I mean, that's probably not his given name, but maybe his nickname, maybe he was named Abraham or something.
Maybe his initials were A.B. Mm-hmm. And it's actually supposed to be pronounced A.B.
Well, that's true. But no, it was Abby Hoffman.
If it was in the 80s, it would have been A.B. in the 80s. But I guess for the 60s, it would have been Abby.
Right.
14 across, intoxicated. I was concerned because there are so many words that can be used to describe someone who's intoxicated. Turned out it was just drunk.
Yep. sort of the, that would be a good Monday
the,
answer.
The convention, drunk. Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, thinking of Abbie Hoffman and the 60s, I believe Abbie had an afro, but 22 across described a 60s hairstyle, unruly 60s hairdo, a mop top.
Was it mop top? Was that really unruly? I just sort of thought of it as coming neatly down like a mop.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, I mean, it was the Beatles that that made it popular. And, of course, it was long and shaggy. So I guess maybe that was considered sort of unruly in the 1960s.
Oh, okay.
When most men had a crew cut or, you know, something short.
I think someone, if you teleported them from the 60s now, might have a heart attack.
Yeah.
Especially if they were a barber or a stylist. Let's see here. 10 across, abruptly leave as a lover with jilt.
That's right.
That took me a bit because I'm used to seeing jilted, not jilt in the present tense. So, but I recovered.
Well, good.
And getting back to... let's see, 17 across. In Europe, it's known as a twin town, sister city. I like that, twin town.
Twin town.
That sounds a little, well, I know, sort of better than sister city in a way. Mm-hmm. But
it's gender neutral.
It is gender neutral, yes.
Twin town.
But I just sort of like the alliteration there. Yeah, of course, you could argue it's sister city. So I guess there's sort of an alliteration there, but not of the spelling kind.
Mm-hmm.
And I am concerned that they're working politics into the grid with Purple State, 29 across, the hotly contested area in a U.S. election that you mentioned a moment ago.
Yes.
But I can see they needed a word with state in it.
Uh-huh. And Purple State is as good as any.
I wonder if they had solid state at any point.
I don't think so, since... that's not really a state.
And more of your Bane slang has shown up in 43 across. How you blank? How you doing?
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm.
And let's see. We had a little Star Wars mini theme going on. 35 across. Luke and Leia's mother in Star Wars was Padme.
Right.
And then we had 66 across. Star Wars droid familiarly was R2.
That's correct. Yes.
So, I think those are the only references, as far as I can tell, unless 59 across, artist who co-authored a book about his mustache, Dali, was also in Star Wars.
No, I don't think so. But I thought that was a very interesting clue.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen Dali's book on his mustache, but. I'm sure it's intense reading.
It's, I think, mainly photographs, as I understand it.
Oh, uh-huh.
It looked quite avant-garde.
Mm-hmm.
I plan to investigate it shortly. 32 down, farewell celebration for those leaving the Hawaiian Islands. Aloha party?
Yes.
That sounds fun.
Well.
I would like to go to an aloha party.
I was trying to work luau in there. I never heard of an aloha party. But I've heard of a Hawaiian luau, so I thought, wonder if an aloha party is also a luau. And luau is a typical crossword word. You see that fairly often.
So. That is true. Mm-hmm. I was thinking that maybe when you get on the airline and on an airplane and they go through the rigmarole of that sort of intro speech about the seatbelts and so forth, maybe that's considered an aloha party. Insert the metal tab into the buckle or whatever, however that goes. That's the aloha party.
I see. Okay. Oh, 20, is it 29? 26 down. Show off shamelessly was flaunt.
Yes, flaunt.
I like that word.
Flaunt? You like to flaunt the fact that you know flaunt?
I like to flaunt that, yes.
Okay, well, that's good to know. let's see. I think that was most of the grid covered. Oh, one thing. Oh, yeah, 38 across, game show icon Trebek was Alex.
That's right.
Taken from us too soon. Good to see him in the grid, though.
Yep.
And, yes, I think that's it for today's crossword by Trent H. Evans, edited by Joel Faglione. I had to pause there momentarily while I tried to pronounce Joe Faglione. And I don't even think I'm doing that right. Fagliano looks
Yes, it looks right. A little more like a Fagliano.
I'm going to have to practice. Joel, if you're listening, please send us a recording of you pronouncing your name so we'll know for the future. And if anyone else wants to, they can do the same. Well, actually, we don't necessarily need a recording of how you pronounce your name, but if you want to talk to us, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. That is it for today. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We've got one more episode this week, and then we're on a brief vacay. So we'll see all of you again tomorrow.
Bye-bye.